Usually I do very similar podcasts both for Hungarian and English, and I will do that today. Just a little preface is that my Hungarian podcast was specifically addressed to devotees in Hungary about certain policy and so on, which you'll see in a minute. And I just thought I'd repeat that. It's informative and let you know what's going on here. I was addressing particularly devotees outside of Nyíregyháza in Budapest, not Budapest Temple, but Budapest City, because over the last years there's been a real concentration of energy on those two projects, and we've closed two, Pécs and Kecskemét. Not completely closed in the sense that we don't have preaching going on, but closed in the sense that the two centers that we had there were closed. The other two in Debrecen and Eger continue on, but with more emphasis on their being locally sustained projects, not based on Sankirtan devotees, book distributors who go out and specifically maintain the building that they're in, because the building that they're in doesn't really maintain itself, and that the effective preaching that takes place is to have a Sunday program. And of course, that wasn't really my initial plan. My initial plan for Hungary was to just have temples in Budapest and a farm, and to just have restaurant preaching centers as Srila Prabhupada wanted in the rest of the country. But devotees were enthusiastic. Let's start an ashram, go out on Sankirtan to maintain our ashram, have a regular program, Sunday programs, and so little centers grew out, but the social problem came along with them. That social problem being that brahmacharis and brahmacharinis didn't remain as much. They got married. Then, you know, having them live together became an added expense for a little center. And even that wasn't the last straw. The more difficult thing is where do they educate their children? Where do they make the children Krishna conscious? How do they take care of their children, especially when they're in small numbers, when it's one or two? And so since the purpose of Nyíregyháza was for that, therefore many of the Grihastha devotees who wanted to do fulfill that type of Krishna conscious vision for their families had to make a choice, either that they're going to homeschool or maintain their families where they are, and don't expect anything from us, because us meaning ISKCON, because it's just beyond our capacity to provide or guarantee that type of future. We just don't want to make false claims or false promises or come and live in Nyíregyháza. And that's what's taken place. And then, of course, myself, over the last 2 years, although I used to travel quite a bit before throughout the yatra, that's really decreased. Even when I'm here in Nyíregyháza, devotees rarely see me. I only give class once a week on Sundays. So I think that devotees may have felt that they're somewhat neglected, and I apologized for that. I told them, actually, that I think, and it's true, I think about them more than I think about Radha Sham in that sense. I'm very concerned for their spiritual life and to ensure that things really do develop, and our plan is, starting towards the latter part of this year, that I'll start to travel again. And my vision and our vision in the leadership of the Hungarian Yatra is to build up what was the original plan, is that we have restaurants that give facility for grihasthas, for maintenance, but employment. We don't facilitate residence for brahmacharis or brahmacharinis. If they want to join or do that, they have to come either to Budapest or to the farm for that type of training. But we will give employment, and that we have a preaching room where people can come, as Prabhupada called it, a reading room, where they can hear about Krishna, where they can watch videos, where they can read books, where they can talk to devotees, the most important thing. And where we can also hold Sunday programs, which really became the effectively the only other function that these programs serve. And in order to have a Sunday program, we have a whole Sankirtan party in order to maintain a building. So the idea is that buildings should maintain themselves, and as restaurants, they can really maintain themselves very suitably. And on Sundays, either in the, depending on what type of facility is there, either in the room itself or in other, open the entire restaurant, put the seating away, and have programs like that. The Sunday program can go on, and other preaching programs can also go on in the smaller room or in the preaching room. This is now effectively going on successfully in one center, which is our model center in Debrecen, where they actually just purchased the building next to the existing restaurant in order to expand, and they're doing very well, both financially and of course there we have a very good preaching team in the person of Nitai Bhavana and Gaur Bhavana, that is also the vision that will similar teams will come. Either they'll be resident or devotees will travel around to perform, to do programs. But generally we see that amongst the devotees, either employees or just the supporters, there are devotees who are suitable preachers, who are capable of taking that type of responsibility, and to start generating the preaching and the development of our counselor system to maintain the devotees in these centers. And there's about, in terms of cities, if I'm thinking now, there's Győr, there's Sopron, Szombathely, Nyíregyház, Pécs, Szeged, Békéscsaba, Debrecen, we have Eger, we have Kecskemét, we have, although we can certainly develop over there, Gyöngyös, Nyíregyház, Miskolc, these are the cities where we're looking to entice devotees to open restaurants, to run those restaurants as a business. We just sort of finished actually a franchise, Govinda's franchise, that we can offer others. And run the restaurant as a business that then supports also the local preaching area. And then obviously this then becomes the Hare Krishna Center in that city. People will see it as such, as a place where devotees can cultivate their Krishna consciousness, where they can have morning programs, where they can have evening programs, they can come to eat. And where people can also come to know about Krishna consciousness and get to know devotional service more. And at the same time, it's self-financing and gives a financial base for other serious devotees who want to make Krishna consciousness like this their life. They want to distribute prasadam and give prasadam to others. So that was just my podcast to the devotees. That's a vision. Personally, I think it's a vision that I would do elsewhere outside of Hungary. The concept of having many, many temples with deities And there wouldn't be deities in these places. I would have pictures, maximum, or panchatattva bas relief, where temples where there's deities, where devotees are allowed to join, where you have to resolve people's personal needs as grihasthas. It's too complex, it's too fast, it's not something that we can generally do without having centralization in terms of management and so on. But then you really have to have some places that can really provide a Krishna conscious lifestyle for volunteers from cradle to grave. And that little temples are not capable of doing. It will take time until, I think, and we've seen that all over the world, until decades and centuries pass, until our congregations become sufficiently big where they can maintain that type of facility for the brahminical devotees who are willing to live that type of lifestyle, and enough so that they themselves also have a supportive community. Anyway, that was the podcast for today, and we'll continue on tomorrow.